We'd like to thank everybody that came out today at the event. It's the first Canadian documentary on G20. It's important that we do publicize what happened in the alternative media, such as Press for Truth, InfoWars, and The Real News. And we're waking up people because it's about our Canadian Constitution, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms Act. And we need to stand up as Canadians and spread the truth. And if you go to Toronto, g20exposed.ca, you can go there and you can view the film for free. The information is important. We want the truth to be told because a lot of this footage wasn't on the alternative. It wasn't in the mainstream media. So we have a story of a gentleman. His name's John Prune. He's a 57-year-old Revenue Canada employee. He was there at the G20 peacefully sitting down at Queen's Park, which was the designated area for peaceful protests. And his leg was ripped off him, his amputee prosthetic leg. Five police officers tackled him to the ground. They labeled his leg a weapon. So when things like that are happening to our fellow Canadians, we got to stand up and we got to speak out because we have freedom of assembly and freedom of speech, and we're going to stand strong because we're Canadians. We're going to stand up for our fellow humans, and we're going to get this information out. This movie is important. We want everybody to see it. Go to the website. You can check it out. Thanks, guys.
And we're at Ryerson University right now. Who was at this?
We had about 125 people. We had John Prine. He came here. The gentleman who's strong and he showed good character, and we're here in solidarity. We had numerous people that were assaulted at the G20, that were detained at Queen and Spadina. We had a lot of individuals that just want to stand up for Canadian democracy. So we invite police, or if they're off duty, to come and check out our screenings. We're probably going to have another one at York University. We want them to come out and see what happened during that event, and we want them to be accountable. When they do make mistakes, like humans do as well, people go to jail. So we need to spread the truth, and we need them to look at that perspective with the alternative media.
All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at Ryerson campus. We just saw the screening of G20 Exposed, the movie, and we got a guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is John Prine. I'm from Welland, Ontario.
And what did you think of the movie today?
It was great. I really liked it. It showed me a lot of what happened at G20. I was arrested at the time, and so I missed a lot of what happened on TV, what happened to a lot of the people there. I mean, I heard what people were saying when we were held in detention, but now I got to see what happened, and shocked and amazed at what the police did and what the people went through, the way they were hurt. I guess I'm just shocked, still shocked about the whole thing, and we need a public inquiry to clear the air on this.
Right, and we're speaking with John Prine, and you're an amputee that was arrested during the G20. Has there been any updates? Is there anything that's been going on since the G20?
Yeah, I'm certainly thinking of filing a human rights complaint about what happened. Things are taking a while to move through the different stages, and I just want a public inquiry is my big concern about this. Seeing the movie tonight just makes me think that that's the only way to go. And I think anybody who sees this movie will see that we need a public inquiry. It's right there on film. I mean, you can't turn down a public inquiry. It's the only way to sort this out and you know, see what went wrong. A lot of things went wrong. It's right there on film. Yeah, if you want to see truth behind what happened, not just the TV images, brought to, you know, by the mainstream media, you've got to see this G20 movie. It's fantastic.
All right, check out Toronto, G20exposed.ca. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.